If you have hyperthyroidism or Hashimoto's and are looking to save your thyroid, then you might want to take the 60-second Save My Thyroid quiz to find out how likely it is that you can save your thyroid. Upon completing the quiz, you will receive your thyroid saving score and a free report explaining your unique results, along with some things you can do to regain your health. To take the quiz, visit savemythyroid.com/quiz.
Hey, this is Dr. Eric. And in this Q&A episode, I am going to answer the question, how can people with hyperthyroidism increase muscle mass? So many people with hyperthyroidism experience a decrease in muscle mass. And so in this Q&A episode, I wanted to discuss three specific ways to increase muscle mass if you're dealing with a hyperthyroid condition. And two of these will apply if you have Hashimoto's. The first one is more specific to hyperthyroidism, which is lowering the thyroid hormones. An elevation in thyroid hormone, of course, is common with hyperthyroidism. And an elevation in thyroid hormone is one of the main reasons why most people with hyperthyroidism do experience a decrease in muscle mass. So by lowering the thyroid hormones and eventually normalizing them, that will stop the loss of muscle mass. I mean, if you didn't do anything else over time, your body will build some of the muscles back naturally, but there are other things that you should do, which again, I'll talk about next. I will say as far as how to balance the thyroid hormones, of course, it depends. I mean, many people with hyperthyroidism will take antithyroid medications such as methimazole. When I dealt with Graves' disease, I took a natural approach when it came to managing the symptoms. So I took bugleweed, which lowers thyroid hormone levels, L-carnitine in higher doses, 2 to 4 grams, according to the research. That also could help with lowering of thyroid hormones. So there are a few different options that you have. But either way, you want to balance the thyroid hormones. Obviously, you want to address the cause of the problem too while balancing the thyroid hormones. But we're talking about normalizing the thyroid hormones for the sake of increasing muscle mass. And so the next thing you want to do is make sure you're eating sufficient protein. So I have a more recent Q&A episode, and I also spoke about this in my book, The Hyperthyroid Healing Diet, which if you haven't checked that out, definitely do so. And you could check it out by visiting savemythyroid.com/order, or you could just visit Amazon and type in my name, Eric Osansky, or The Hyperthyroid Healing Diet. But in the book, I talk about how you want to eat at least 75% of your ideal body weight in protein. So let's give an example. My ideal weight is, let's say, 165, 170 pounds. So to make the math easier, if my ideal body weight was 160, I'd want to eat at least 120 grams of protein. Now, I say at least because there's an argument that you might want to eat more, maybe up to a gram of protein per pound of body weight. And some will recommend that even for those who don't have hyperthyroidism. Again, I weigh, let's say, 165, 170. So that means that I would want to consume 165 to 170 grams of protein per day. And I'll admit, even 75% is a little bit challenging for me on some days. And I'm not shy about eating animal protein, but still, I find that I do need to supplement with some protein powders. I am a smoothie person as well, but that's not enough. That's something I was relying on too much in the past, not getting enough protein. Even though I did eat animal protein in the past, I find really in order to get 75% of my ideal body weight, I do need to eat more animal protein. And of course, I go for the higher quality types of animal protein. But that's the second thing you want to do. Make sure to get at least 75% of your ideal body weight in protein. If you want more information, check out the book or check out the Q&A episode on the Save My Thyroid podcast. And then the third thing is to incorporate weight-bearing exercises at least 3 to 4 days per week. And so it could be using weights, lifting weights. It could be resistance bands, even your own body weight. But it's something that you want to do regularly. A lot of people focus on cardio. I mean, some people, of course, don't do anything. They're not active at all. But many who are active don't do enough resistance exercise. That actually described my wife. My wife was, and still does, the cardio kickboxing. But when I was talking to her, I thought she was also doing some weight-bearing exercise there too. But she said not too much. So what we did recently to kind of encourage her to do more weight resistance exercise, we actually joined a gym together. I was a member of a different gym. We switched to a different gym and we hired a personal trainer. Again, I didn't feel like I necessarily needed a personal trainer, but part of it was so we could work out together at least once per week. And then also to encourage her to do some resistance exercise. But I will say it's benefited me as well because I've used machines as well as free weights doing exercises I wasn't doing before that I wasn't doing previously. So it mixed things up and shocks the muscles, which also helps with the increase in muscle mass. So that's something maybe to consider. But even if you don't hire a personal trainer, you just want to make sure you're doing things properly. And that's another reason to hire an expert, even if it's for one or two sessions, just to make sure you got your routine down and you're doing everything properly so you don't injure your lower back or other areas of your body. But weight-bearing exercise also important for increasing muscle mass. And especially as we get older, it's not just about hyperthyroidism. I mean, the focus of this Q&A, of course, is on hyperthyroidism. But as we get older, we lose muscle mass. And so all these things, especially getting enough protein and doing weight-bearing exercises as we age is important. I'm in my 50s now, and I was going to say, I don't feel like I have the muscle mass I did when I was young. Actually, that's not completely true because I have been working out regularly for a long time. And now with the personal trainer and eating more protein. So I would say maybe I have more muscle mass now than I had 10 years or 20 years ago. I'm not sure, but either way, this is important. So that is my answer to the question, how can people with hyperthyroidism increase muscle mass? So again, balance the thyroid hormones, get sufficient protein, and do weight-bearing exercises. As usual, I hope you found this Q&A episode to be super valuable, and I look forward to catching you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Save My Thyroid podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you hit subscribe to stay up to date on the latest thyroid health-related topics. And to get your free thyroid and immune health restoration action points checklist, visit SaveMyThyroidChecklist.com. Thanks so much for tuning in.
I want to let you know about a product called Hepatoimmune Supreme, which is a unique supplement that has a rare combination of N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC, milk thistle, and schisandra to support the liver. And it also has a few mushrooms that can help support the immune system, including cordyceps, which has both immune modulating and adaptogenic properties and is great for those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's. To learn more about Hepatoimmune Supreme, visit SaveMyThyroid.com/liver support.